Track 3. Step inside Elm Hill's Shop of Delights. Generations adore this gem of a shop in one of the most Christmassy streets in the country.
One of the treasures of Norwich's beautiful Elm Hill is the gift and craft shop on the corner. For almost a century, it has been loved by generations of customers, including one who went on to buy the shop more than 40 years ago and still works there alongside her daughter and granddaughter. Each of the three women loves something slightly different about the shop, which has become a Norfolk institution, and it's particularly magical at Christmas. Elm Hill Craft Shop was opened in 1936 by friends Joyce Wilkinson and Doris Dewson. Born out of the arts and crafts movement, it was one of the first craft shops in England and sold wool, which was spun, dyed and woven on the premises, and ceramics made by local and nationally known potters. Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, was an early customer, once popping in to buy a hand-woven blanket. In 1971, Joyce's cousin, Elizabeth Watson, took on the shop and added gifts to the handmade crafts. And Christine and Morris loved shopping there so much that she took a job behind the counter and bought the business 2 years later. Christina's artist daughter, Lucy Morris, took over 2 years ago. "When my mum came across the shop, she had my brother Nathan with her, who was three," said Lucy. "He accidentally broke something and it was very awkward. And it took some time and courage for her to come back and ask for a job. But she had fallen in love with the shop. Her most favourite part of the job was sourcing new and unusual items that were not stocked in any of the larger shops in Norwich. And so the shop has always been about individuality and careful selection. Now, generations of Norfolk children have loved its traditional wooden toys and tea sets and cut-out dressing dolls. And it is also renowned for its dolls' house furniture and fittings. Christmas bestsellers include hand-blown glass ornaments from Germany and German advent calendars. My earliest memory of the shop was cutting the stickers off the rolls for customers," said Lucy. "And now the stickers are a favourite with her 17-year-old daughter and Saturday shop girl, Ottilie. I never imagined that I would take the shop over. I'm a children's book writer and illustrator, and before that, a busy mum," said Lucy, "who trained as a fine art painter. We have always discussed what would happen to the shop, but it's only in very recent years that I considered it would fit in with the other aspects of my life. I was concerned that I would take over and then suddenly regret it or not find it terribly rewarding," she admitted, but added, "The opposite is true. I love being here so much, and I get to create this space filled with everything I love, and so it's perfect." "And what do customers love most?" "My mum," said Lucy. "Everyone loves her, and she has poured so much of herself into this shop for so many years. It is a hard act to follow, but she was very glad it was staying in the family." Now, Christina still works in the shop 2 days a week, and Lucy's husband helps with the accounts. Her brother has taken pictures for the website, and her two children, Rufus, 15, and Agatha, 14, also sometimes help out. "It's very much a family affair," said Lucy. "The shop sells a great balance of children's toys and presents, alongside stationery and lovely things for adults. The combination works perfectly, as there is something for everyone." And she also stocks her latest children's books, The Song for Everyone and May's Brave Day. "I love how peaceful it is to be here. Even when it's busy in the shop, there is a calmness about this lovely old building," said Lucy. "And I don't play music in the shop. I want it to be a place where people can spend time looking in quiet surroundings. I love hunting for new and unusual stock, and hearing people react to the shop in a positive way is heartwarming." Bestsellers include unusual greetings cards. "Many customers comment that they make a special journey to us for cards," said Lucy. and generations of customers have adored the Dolls House accoutrements. Dolls House furniture has been here for a very long time indeed, she said, and I think we are one of the very few local Dolls House shops, so people regularly return for this alone. And also the stickers on rolls, which I have just reintroduced. They were here when I was little and long before. And today, Ottilie still loves the stickers best of all. For artist Lucy, it is the many colours of the Le Pen fine liner pens. We used to sell them years ago, and I found a new supplier recently, and so it feels special to have them back in the shop again, she said. And I also adore the Maleg Danish toys that we have recently brought into stock. They are beautifully made and real collector's items. And Christina loves the toys made by Moulin Rotti and the Dolls House furniture and furnishings, which have been such an intrinsic part of the shop across the generations.